And just like that, my service in the United States Army was over. So I went home.
I'm home, Mama.
I know.
Louise!
Now, when I got home, I had no idea, but Mama had had all sorts of visitors.
We've had all sorts of visitors, Forrest. Everybody wants you to use their ping pong stuff. One man even left a check for $25,000 if you'd be agreeable to saying you like using their paddle.
Well, but Mama, I only like using my own paddle. Hi, Miss Louise.
Hey, Forrest. I know that. But it's $25,000, Forrest. I thought maybe you could hold it for a while. See if it grows on you.
Mama, she sure was right. It's funny how things work out. I didn't stay home for long because I'd made a promise to Bubba, and I always try to keep my promise. So I went on down to Biolabatry to meet Bubba's family and make the introduction.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Mrs. Blue.
I guess.
And, of course, I paid my respect to Bubba himself.
Hey, Bubba, it's me, Forrest Gump. I remember everything you said, and I got it all figured out. I'm taking the $24,562.47 that I got, well, that's left after a new haircut and a new suit, and I took Mom out to a real fancy dinner, and I bought a bus ticket and 3 Dr. Peppers.
Tell me something. Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Well, that's what's left after me saying. When I was in China on All-America ping pong team, I just loved playing ping pong with my Flexo Lights ping pong paddle. Which everybody knows isn't true, but Mama says just a little white lie, so it wasn't hurting nobody. So anyway, I'm putting all that on gas, ropes, and new nets, and a brand new shrimping boat.
Bubba told me everything he knew about shrimping, but you know what I found out? Shrimping is tough.
I only caught 5.
A couple of boys, you could have yourself a cocktail. Hey, you ever think about naming this old boat? It's bad luck to have a boat without a name.
I'd never named a boat before. But there was only one I could think of. The most beautiful name in the wide world. I hadn't heard from Jenny in a long while, but I thought about her a lot, and I hoped that whatever she was doing made her happy.